This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've sort of been at the center. I'm going to step back from what's happening at the Capitol right now because I don't have any other details besides what Keita and I have already talked about, what you're hearing on the news. So we're going to go on with our regularly scheduled program until we get some new info. There is a police officer in Illinois named Timothy Grammons. And typically, when he would roll out to go do his patrol, he would be carrying 47 rounds of handgun ammunition on his person while on duty. And I just got a text from Dean Weingarten, who is in Washington, D.C., and call in an hour. Yes, you are. And we are going to get some on-the-ground reporting out of that for Mr. Weingarten, I am sure. So that's coming up. I didn't know that was going to happen. Anyway, back to Mr. Grammons, Officer Grammons. He's now Commander Grammons. He used to carry 47 rounds. His sidearm was a Glock 21, 45 ACP, 13-round magazine. I don't know how he carried 47 rounds with that, unless he was maybe carrying some compact gun on him. Now, though, before he got promoted, he carries 145 rounds every day without fail. This is the guy that was involved in the gunfight. This is one of the gunfights that a lot of people have been reviewing. And this, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I have a lot of people that will tell me that this is okay, it's enough. Except this is an example of when it wasn't. He was involved in a murderous attack with a murderous attacker who simply would not go down. This police officer shot him 14 times with 45 caliber ammunition. Six of those hits, in and of themselves, fatal hits. There's, this happened in 2008. He's about to take a quick break to go buy something for his son. And an alert flashed out that a male black driving a two-door white car had robbed a bank at gunpoint in another suburb 11 miles north and had fled in an unknown direction. And Grammons was only six blocks from a major expressway that was the most logical escape route into the city. And unknown at the time, the suspect, a 37-year-old alleged gangster disciple, had vowed he would kill a police officer if he got stopped. Officer Grammons laughs that he is very lucky when it comes to catching suspects. He radioed that he was joining other officers on the busy expressway lanes to scout traffic. And he was scarcely up to highway speed when he spotted a lone male black driver in a white Pontiac Bonneville and pulled alongside him. And he said he gave me the look that there's the police look, and I knew he was the guy. And Grammons dropped behind him. Then in a sudden last-minute move, the suspect accelerated sharply and swerved across three lanes of traffic to roar up an exit ramp, and he radioed, "I've got one running." And the next thing he knew, there were rounds coming in his direction. So with Grammons falling close behind, siren blazing and lights flashing, the Bonneville zigzagged through traffic and around corners into a quiet pocket of a single-family homes a few blocks from the exit. There, a few yards from where a 10-year-old boy was skateboarding on a driveway, the suspect abruptly locked it up and came to a stop. And he bailed out. As soon as the car came to a stop, he bailed out and ran at him with a 9mm Smith & Wesson in his hand while Officer Grammons was still in the car. The gangster disciple fired four times and put all four rounds into the Crown Victoria's hood while Grammons was drawing his .45 caliber Glock 21. He said, "I didn't have time to think of backing up or even ramming him. I see the gun and I engage." And he fired back through his windshield. He emptied a magazine in his direction really quick. Remember now, he's got one magazine and two spares. When he was shooting at the guy, I mean, he wasn't like spraying and praying. He was sending controlled fire. And he was the firearms instructor and a sniper in the department's tactical intervention unit. Said, "I was confident at least some of them were hitting him. But he wasn't even close to slowing down. Then he shot his pistol dry, the gunman did, trying to hit Grammons with rounds through his driver's side window. But except for spraying the officer's face with glass, he narrowly missed and headed back to his car. Because he was out of ammo and he didn't have any spare magazines, but he did have another gun. Grammons, who was also empty, escaped his squad car. He called it a coffin. You don't want to be sitting in a car in a gunfight. Reloaded on his run to cover behind the passenger side rear of the Bonneville. He now has one magazine in the gun and one magazine in reserve. The robber, who was sort of a lanky six-footer, was back in the fight with a .380 Bursa pistol. Rounds flew between the two as the gunman dashed toward the squad car. Again, Grammons shot dry and reloaded. He said, "I thought I was hitting him, but with shots going through his clothing, it was hard to tell for sure. This much was certain. He kept moving and kept shooting, trying his damnedest to kill me." And at this particular point, this assailant had, in fact, been struck 14 times. And he was shot in the heart, in the right lung, in the left lung, in the liver, in the diaphragm, in the right kidney. And all those could have produced fatal consequences in time. But time slows down in one of these things. And he had an AR-15 in the trunk and an 870 in the car. And he couldn't get, it was impractical to get to him. And now he's down to his last magazine. He tried to ricochet some stuff under the chassis, and that didn't work. And Grammons told himself, "I need to slow down and aim better." So the suspect bent down to peer under the car. Grammons established a sight picture and fired three times. And each round slammed into the suspect's head, one through each side of his mouth, and one through the top of his skull. And the would-be cop killer finally stopped. He was deanimated at that time. This took 56 seconds. The assailant had fired 21 rounds from his two handguns. He had not attempted to employ an SKS semi-automatic rifle that was lying on the front seat ready to go. Grammons had discharged 33 rounds. He had four in his magazine. That means he actually discharged 35 rounds, because 313 rounders would be 39 rounds. So two houses and a parked Mercedes in the vicinity had been struck by rounds, but no casualties. The gunman did not die initially. He was still showing vital signs. And now, Grammon carries, he carries 145 handgun rounds, all 9mm. These include three extra 17-round magazines for his primary sidearm, a Glock 17, plus two 33-round mags tucked in his vest, as well as the backup gun. And besides all that, he's got 90 rounds for the AR-15 that now rides in a rack up front. Is this paranoia? No, this is preparation. And this is where my mindset goes whenever somebody gets out there and says, "This is enough for self-defense." This guy had no alcohol and no drugs in his system. This guy was simply adrenaline. And it took 17 shots to kill him. How do you know when enough is enough? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let me take this time to welcome KQEW out of Fordyce, Arkansas. The ninjas get thicker as we continue to expand the family here. Now I got a question for you. Since the U.S. Constitution provides for legislatures of each respective state choose their representing electors to the Electoral College, with the U.S. as a constitutional republic, not a democracy, what happens when internal to the state that process breaks down? Whether it's by state executives violating their own state law to change the conduct of the election to countermand the legislatively approved laws, or by those same legislatively approved laws being usurped by judges, the final result is an inaccurate count of the votes cast. And one thing that bothers me about Pence is he had a bunch of state governments contacting him saying, do not certify. There's a lot of, 12 senators saying, set up a commission. This is kicking the can down the road for another day. And in the meantime, the one thing all politicians say, we cannot disenfranchise a voter. Well, they just did, 75 million of us. Here's another thing. When a state certifies as true and accurate, the vote total is known not to be true and accurate, but refuses to acknowledge the inaccuracy. Who fixes that wrong? Now, if you listen to Trump's entire phone call with the Georgia Secretary of State, and contrary to most of the characterizations you'll read, this is not a desperate ploy on the part of the president. It was just that by Raffensperger. The president gave detailed numbers of fraudulent votes in Georgia, demonstrating a mastery of the pertinent data. He offered a simple solution, listing several categories of illegal votes with the respective numbers in that category. Raffensperger only had to correct one or two categories, and the margin would flip to a Trump victory. The president gave numbers for dead people who voted, those who weren't registered voters, those who voted without any address, those with only P.O. box addresses, those who live out of the state, those who were turned away because of their votes were being cast by someone else, and the current estimate for the suitcase ballots pulled out in the famous video. He made it easy for Raffensperger to fix the problem, not caring if he was declared the winner by 500,000 votes or only one vote, but making it clear that he was the winner and Biden was not. It was easy to prove, and it wasn't even close. The president emphasized transparency and the truth. This was not some shady deal. He offered Raffensperger a face-saving way out of being known to history as the overseer and certifier of a massive fraud. And in that one job, he failed. He blew his opportunity. He stuck to his line that the allegations made in Georgia had already been investigated, and none of this was true. He insisted that the data used by the Trump campaign and legal team were not accurate. Of the 4,500 or so voters who'd moved out of Georgia yet still voted, he said all but two had moved back and were legal voters. Trump lawyers asked for the investigative reports for the data held only by the Secretary of State's office for any of the information that would shed greater light on what happened, and they got nothing. So, something is not right with Raffensperger. It would have been nice in that phone call to hear an attempt to address the questions or some effort at some level to correct a horrible wrong. Who better than those who made the mess to clean it up? They know the depth of the mess. But those who made it still didn't acknowledge it, which shows even more clearly the systemic corruption Trump's been fighting and the flaws in our processes that allowed all the cheating to take place. More fundamentally, it reveals what's missing, and that is the effort by the truly innocent to prove that there's no wrongdoing. Everybody knew that Trump's victory in 2016 was unexpected, and that's why it went through. But it was a righteous victory. The Democrats cried and made lame allegations claiming illegitimacy, but there were no incidents and videos and affidavits of data scientists pointing to people, places, and events indicative of illegal activity. It took over 3 years for them to get a recorded phone call with the Ukrainian president for them to fabricate evidence for impeachment. And the Trump team has orders of magnitude greater evidence right now of various provable illegalities and fraudulent activities that draw a consistent thread to follow across at least six states. Many are easily identifiable and under normal election procedures would simply represent votes thrown out of the count totals. The data are conclusive, but yet they're imprecise, which throws a cloud over the challenges because the anonymity of voting obscures exact numbers. The number of votes is exact, but for whom these votes were cast can be elusive. So the fallacy is that if 4,500 votes were cast by people who didn't live in the state and illegally voted, then subtracting 4,500 votes from Joe Biden's total somehow disenfranchises 4,500 voters. But they were illegal votes. They should never have been cast for anyone. No one is disenfranchised. It's the same for dead people and for people with no address or unregistered voters. All are illegal and no one loses his legal vote. We got to have rules in this process. And the rules written to ensure election security were illegally changed or ignored to expressly allow fraud, which the Democrat election, with the Democrat election workers, activists, and elected officials fully exploited to steal the election for Biden. The threat of Democrat actions leading up to and during the election shows this unequivocally. And there is evidence more every day, and it's overwhelming and irrefutable. And that's why, exactly why, all illegal votes should come off of his total. The Democrats perpetuated illegalities. They were the local overseers and enablers of the conduct. They were the guardians who kept Republican poll workers from being observers. They were the party filing the lawsuits to change the election rules. Yet their public statements relate Joe Biden's clear victory with over 80 million votes. How many of those were actually votes for Trump but changed to Biden? How many were completely fabricated? Biden didn't get 80 million votes. He didn't get 70 million votes. And the embarrassment of Donald Trump's refusal to accept his loss and the damage he's doing to democracy by making so many unfounded, allegations. That's what they're all saying right now. He should just take it. The arrogance of all of this should offend every patriotic and honest American out there, whether you vote and think the way I do or not. Neither Biden nor his handlers is attempting to add transparency to prove there was no fraud, to provide alternative explanations. The steel is in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is condemning the violence yesterday at the U.S. Capitol.
The violence we saw yesterday at our nation's capital was appalling, reprehensible, and antithetical to the American way.
In the first briefing from the White House on the matter, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the protesters who stormed the Capitol are opposite of what they stand for. She also urged for unity. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is not supporting an effort to remove President Trump from office.
as to the 25th Amendment being invoked. I do not believe that's appropriate at this point. I'm looking for a peaceful transfer of power. I'm looking for the next 14 days to reset.
Senator Graham making that claim as many Democrats are calling for Vice President Pence to invoke the amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News. In light of what happened at the Capitol on Wednesday, members of the Trump administration are resigning, including President Trump's former chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. Mulvaney telling CNBC that he's resigning from his new diplomatic post of special envoy to Northern Ireland.
I called Mike Pompeo last night, let him know, told him that I'd be resigning from that. I can't do it. I can't stay. It's a nothing thing. It doesn't affect the outcome. It doesn't affect the transition. But it's what I've got, right? And it's a position I really enjoy doing. But you can't do it, and I wouldn't be surprised to see more of my my friends resign over the course of the next 24 to 48 hours. It would be completely understandable if they did.
Tonight's SpaceX liftoff is more important for another factor than beyond it's the first of the new year. A Falcon 9 rocket will launch from Cape Canaveral this evening with a Turkish satellite. It's a big accomplishment for Turkey, as its president says the launch will put his nation in the mix of space competition. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My generation believed in the United States. The respect for the individual in the Constitution, in the status as the only benign superpower in history. We believed in American exceptionalism. And traditional American values are worthy of a passionate defense, said author and TV commentator Monica Crowley. Referring to these values as the American Project, Charles Murray, author of Coming Apart, defined it as the continuing effort to demonstrate that human beings can be left free as individuals and families to live their lives as they see fit, coming together voluntarily to solve their joint problems. So if you want to take it and boil it down, what makes our society unique in world history is the respect accorded to the rights of the individual citizen. The Constitution was written as a restraint on the power of the government to interfere in our lives. And all of this seems to be changing. As we're headed into 2021, if we're going to borrow from Shakespeare, something is rotten. It is difficult to pinpoint the origin or the exact nature of America's disintegration. It developed ahead of steam when a man who hates his country, Barack Obama, was elected president. And for 8 years, we watched his concentrated assault on our values. And he and his fellow Democrats have introduced some new concepts to our vernacular, like democratic socialism, identity politics, social justice, diversity, inclusion, political correctness, critical race theory, cancel culture. All of these were intended for the express purpose of destroying everything that is laudable about America. And if you wanted to destroy the USA, how would you do it? Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev said the same thing in 1961. We do not have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself with it from within. Were they correct? In February 2019, astute Canadian psychologist Jordan Peterson made this observation. The political debate between the right and left seems to be moving forward in a manner that indicates the fundamental robustness of the institutions of democracy in the U.S. But his observation is no longer accurate. Our democratic institutions are anything but robust. The political debate is flirting with civil war as progressives in Congress and on social media gang up to censor conservative viewpoints. Citizens have no confidence in their elected representatives, legal system, the media, or each other. Public officials encourage disrespect for the laws they're sworn to defend. Our cities are being torn apart with rioting and looting and arson as mayors and the governors encourage the breakdown of civil order. There's no doubt that our government does not run the way it was intended. Congress no longer does the country's business. And what it has accomplished in the last 4 years, aside from the ridiculous impeachment of the president and sending tax money to countries that call us names. Using the coronavirus as an excuse, government is trying to insinuate itself into every facet of our lives. And as we allow the government to tell us when we can leave our homes, when we can go to work, and under what circumstances we can run our businesses, we relinquish more and more of our independence. And then we come to the worst shortcoming, the failure to maintain election integrity. According to the U.S. News and World Report, U.S. elections from July 2012 through December 2018 rated lower than any other long-established democracies and affluent societies. And it is this. The source is a 2019 report published by the Electoral Integrity Project, an independent project based out of Harvard. That alone should make all of us clamor for improvement. But we went from there to crashing at the bottom of the ladder with this 2020 presidential election. We have more than 1,000 sworn affidavits attesting to massive voter fraud, suspension of signature verification, violation of state election rules, non-verification of mail-in ballots, backdating of ballots, double voting, dead people voting, hiding ballots under the table, refusal to allow poll watching, and vote switching by machine systems. Representative Michael Cloud said people are going on the record under oath and risking being canceled, doxxed, and even accosted to tell what they have seen about this election process. The apparent lack of action from the Justice Department regarding the number of anomalies, statistical improbabilities, and sworn accusations of fraud is troubling. It may be troubling, but it is consistent with the partisan activities of the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS. FBI Director James Comey's refusal to indict Hillary Clinton, Obama's weaponization of the IRS against conservative groups, and inaction from the Durham investigation have destroyed the public's confidence in the justice system. In spite of the media's efforts to hide the truth, the public knows what's going on. Actor James Woods tweeted, 70 million Americans are outraged about this befouled election. We don't accept this fraudulent result. Whenever the president tries to expose the fraud, the media poison the air of the waves with the same mendacious phrase, Trump's baseless allegations. And no matter where you look, even Fox News, you'll see this. The media are no longer free to express conservative viewpoints and have abdicated their role as the watchdog of the republic. Has my generation failed? What kind of nation are we leaving to our children and our grandchildren? The author of Brave New World, Aldous Huxley, was correct when he predicted a dictatorship without tears, a kind of painless concentration camp, so that people will have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing. Do you believe that? Do you believe you can be comfortably brainwashed into believing that it's all okay? In the first hour, Keita and I were talking about what happens when you go in the military, the brainwashing you're going through. And it's not really brainwashing, but what it is they have to install within you. They have to put in your head the attitude of a soldier, and they have 8 weeks to do it. So you're completely walled off from everything. You're completely cut off from everything. Everything you knew is gone, and all you have in front of you is that which you have volunteered to be, and you have to either embrace it or let it tear you up, and then you're out. So, but some people will go for the easiest, most comfortable thing. They'll give up everything for the comfort that they perceive is waiting for them. And this makes me think that I wasted my time trying to defend this country when I wore the uniform. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Just having a thought, you can tell the difference between Antifa and patriots when they protest simply because we're willing to project force. And now we have, for everybody out there that wanted this, we now have one-party rule in the United States. Let the party begin. So, for all of you disengaged people, because of you, because of your stupidity and short-sightedness, right now I'm hating everything, so let's get this out of the way. And one indicator of the stupidity is like seeing that apparently healthy biker with a face mask. Or that some guy alone in his stupid car with a stupid mouth thong over his face. They can't all have some hidden immune disorder that makes them likely to be infected. No, they're just dumb or crazy or maybe just lame. I do know it's a real disease. I had it. Now I'm immune. Like the vaccinated people are. Except my status is a hassle. I don't need a mask to protect myself or others, so why exactly, oh people of science, should I suffer the indignity of wrapping a cloth around my blowhole? I've already given up that fun hobby I used to have when I was younger. I used to like to tackle random strangers and cough in their faces. I gave that up long ago. And not inconsiderable numbers of us are now immune via having beaten it or getting jabbed with the vaccine. And yet there is no acknowledgement of this. Why exactly should I not gather in groups or eat at a restaurant? Can't get the bug. I'm safe. And people who've got the vaccine can't either, so why? Well, I guess it's just more convenient to take the rights of everyone than to narrowly tailor the imposition on our civil rights, I guess. And that's a new one. Rights can be forfeit for the convenience of bureaucrats. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express, and I did not ever hear that in the con law class. But maybe I was asleep. The other argument is that maybe we're not immune. Well, that's interesting. So the vaccine, which, like post-infection immunity, is created by a triggered immune system, doesn't work. Is that what they're saying? Not exactly. What they're saying, how dare you question the vaccine, which I'm not doing in the absence of evidence, while acting as though the vaccine is super questionable. And if you think this is garbage, well, you're correct. On the one hand, they're saying this is a great vaccine. On the other hand, they're saying we can't trust the vaccine. And the sad truth is far too many government functionaries love this, and far too many citizens love this. They get up on the excitement of a crisis, and they groove on the chance to boss others around. Feel free to leave me out of your science-denying psychodrama, freaks. And, you know, pity the poor media and their leftist masters. The left is going to miss Donald Trump even more than the rest of us are, because the simple fact is that Trump, by positioning himself as the opposition to all of the establishment's hopes and dreams and initiatives, became their perfect foil, the perfect scapegoat. Since he was nominally president, although we all recall how they spent 4 years insisting his election was illegitimate, he got the blame even though he didn't get any credit for all of his achievements. But still, what are they going to do now? They're still going to blame Trump, and when they can't blame Trump, they're going to blame you. But now they own it. It's all theirs now, and you can expect nothing but failure out of this, America. Take a look at New York and a bunch of other leftist states where they can't even manage the relatively simple task of taking hypodermic needles and sticking them into people's arms and keeping records of that. It's not that hard to do. We got iPads now. If you're not a complete idiot, you're not allowing yourself to be controlled by all sorts of bizarre tangential priorities. Recently, in the former Golden State of California, Governor Hochul's minions gave a long press conference explaining how the vaccine priorities were to be set. We were informed that, among other things, you could not consider such factors as age, race, gender identity, and a host of rather bizarre characteristics. Now, the idea that someone out there is going to pick and choose vaccine candidates based on their ability to choose the right bathroom seems a little bit odd. Is there some sort of group of people out there advocating this? This perilous peril would only occur to leftists. But the idea that age and race shouldn't enter into it is ridiculous. Because all the scientific evidence seems to state that older people are more likely to die from the virus, so it seems pretty reasonable priority should be, at least partially, determined on the basis of age. Likewise, there's some evidence that black Americans die at higher rates from COVID than other racial groups. It would seem that black Americans should be considered for priority, or at least that characteristic should go into the overall equation. Because after all, that would not be about providing the vaccine because one group is somehow more entitled or better or more worthy, but that one group is more likely to be hurt if they don't get it. And, of course, from the idiots in our elite, we have heard advocacy for racial selection for the virus vaccine, but not because of science, because of some weird social justice warrior analysis. And that's stupid and evil. And ignoring medical facts showing some groups are more vulnerable, assuming they are facts, would be obnoxious. And that's all going on outside of Trump's control, because after all, it's the states and localities that are handing out the vaccines, and it's the states and localities that are either successful or unsuccessful. But does anybody want to go out on a limb and guess whether Donald Trump's going to get blamed for what he's manifestly not doing? In the meantime, maybe Cuomo could get another Emmy or write another book. But the problem with our garbage establishment all goes back to the issue of accountability, because there isn't any. Our garbage elite has created a system where demanding accountability is considered sedition, and where holding people responsible for their failure is the problem, not the failures themselves. This is why everybody gets a trophy. My guess is that even after Donald Trump has retired to Florida, we're still going to see plenty of stuff blamed on him. But they still blame Ronald Reagan for things, after all. It's It's not like the ruling cast can fall back on their track record of competence. The underwhelming fact here is that going forward, we're going to see a change in the way they approach COVID, because it's going to finally occur to somebody that we can't tax people to death if they're not working. So that might be one thing that happens. Or maybe they'll see this as simply a way for us all to become dependent upon the governmental teat, if you will. Whatever it is, whatever they're going to do, we're going to see, because it's going to happen in real time. It's going to start happening in a few days. And what is it? Days six. In 2 weeks, it's going to start happening. And then you Democrats are going to own it. You're going to own all of it. Last time we had this, we had a guy getting out there saying, now the seas will stop rising. You delusional psychotics, you. And you put Joe Biden in charge of it. And what you're seeing now at the Capitol is, this is just the beginning. You guys have taught us the effectiveness of the resistance and of combating things and of getting out there and, causing disruptions. We see it for ourselves. Don't be surprised if you see some things being emulated. The big problem, though, is going to be our emulation is going to be much more effective than your leading the way was. Coming up next in Washington, D.C., it is Dean Weingarten is there. He's calling in. We're going to get some firsthand information about what happened there today. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.